proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Beginning with today, we look at the Old Testament book of Lamentations, which deals with the destruction of Jerusalem. In B.C. 587, Babylonian armies broke into the city of Jerusalem, which they had besieged. These forces burned down the temple. The Jewish people commemorate this mournful event every year during the fast day known as Tisha B'Av, that is to say the ninth day of the Hebrew month of Av, when the event occurred, an event that usually falls in our calendar month of August. The narrative found in the Book of Lamentations described the devastation which the Babylonian forces brought to Jerusalem when they captured the city. The book combined the elements of a dirge, that is to say, mourning for the sufferings of Jerusalem, and a prayer for God to restore the city and the Jewish people. Though the text did not specifically identify who penned the book, many commentators regard the prophet Jeremiah as its author. Jeremiah had previously penned a lament on the death of King Josiah of Judah, as noted in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 35. This circumstance prompted some people to ascribe the Book of Lamentations to Jeremiah as well. Lamentations contains five chapters. In the Hebrew language, the verses in each chapter, except for chapter 3, depict an acrostic. In other words, the first word in the first verse starts with the first Hebrew letter Aleph, the second letter in the second verse with the Hebrew letter Beth, so on, with the final 22nd letter starting the last verse. Chapter 3 of Lamentations contained a triple acrostic. That is to say, this chapter followed the pattern of the others, but repeated the acrostic arrangement twice. Once from verses 21 through 22, once again from verses 23 through 44, and the third time from verses 45 through 66. Certain similarities existed between the Book of Lamentations and the Book of Job. In both works, godly men pondered on the causes of suffering and its effects. In both works, these men perceived God as the source of suffering. But the reactions of the men were very different. Neither man lost his faith in God. Yet, Job's miseries were personal. They related to himself and to his family. Jeremiah's woes, on the other hand, dealt with the travails of his countrymen. Job did not seem to understand why he suffered. Jeremiah, on the other hand, attributed the affliction his people suffered to their disobedience of God. Job appealed to God's justice, saying that, quote, "I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments," unquote. By contrast, Jeremiah sought after God's mercy, affirming that, quote, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." The latter perspective adopted by the author of Lamentations contrasted with the bleakness of the conditions described in that book. The author of Lamentations recognized that despite any prevailing adversity, God remains sovereign over the universe. Even when he dispenses judgment upon men, as he did upon the city of Jerusalem and upon the kingdom of Judah, even when dispensing judgment on men, God remains merciful. In God's mercy, his people can boldly approach the throne of grace and find grace to help them in time of need. That's what the author of Lamentations did. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.